Getting ready for the Houston Texans this weekend is a formidable task for us. That offense is explosive. Matt Schaub is playing very, very well. They certainly have a good running attack with Arian Foster, who's leading the NFL in rushing. Andre Johnson's always a threat running around out there. Owen Daniels. They've got a lot of people that we have to be concerned about on defense. And they've made a lot of big plays this year. They've gotten behind, but their ability to come back, you know, they can do that at any point in time. So we've got a great task ahead of us on defense. As far as on the offensive side of the ball, even though they're without, you know, two of their leaders in D'Amico Ryans and Mario Williams at this point in time, this is still a good defense. They've had 8 sacks in the last 2 games. And they have a talented secondary with Bernard Pollard leading the team in tackles. And then Quinn with his interceptions. So we've got to obviously have great preparation and be sharp on our game on the offensive side of the ball. And then the special teams with Neil Rackers. I mean, he hasn't missed a kick under 40 yards this year. And Matt Turk punting the ball very, very well. So in all 3 phases of the game, this is a team that we've got to come out and give our best preparation and effort in order to perform well on Sunday at home in front of our home fans. We placed Spencer Larson on IR with an ankle injury, and we signed Stanley Daniels to the 53-man roster as the addition going forward.
The Texans are 100% zone blocking running. What do you, as someone whose expertise is in the running game, what do you think of that scheme?
I like any running scheme that has the production that their offense has. I mean, Arian Foster's done a tremendous job this year. And that line, it does a great job getting him to the open, in the open spaces, and he's made the most of them. I think it's like anything. It's whatever you commit to and you work on, and that's what you do. If that's what it is, then keep doing it, especially as well as it's been working for them.
Do you think the fact that this team, the Broncos, have transitioned from full zone blocking to more of a power scheme is – that's been transition has taken a little time, and that's one reason why the running game has struggled a little bit the last couple of years?
No, because the running games around the league, I mean, people have gap schemes that they do in the running. Pittsburgh, for instance, has done the gap schemes for years. That's been their hallmark. I think it's, you know, what we've said in the past, which is it's our group coming together, that offensive line playing together. There's a lot of cohesion that happens in that group. It's Knowshon being healthy. I think a lot of those things have a greater factor to it than the scheme of what you do and what your guys know and what they're confident in and what we can execute the best.
Eric, during Josh's tenure, we understood that he was basically in charge of the offensive game plan. Since you've taken over, can you describe the process? Does Mike McCoy draw up the offensive game plan? Do you do it together? How does that work?
The entire staff does it together. And we sit in the room. We have different responsibilities that we're responsible for researching on Monday and Tuesday. And Tuesday's our big game plan day. But in the morning, Clancy Barone, Bob Wiley, Bob Ligaszewski, and myself all year long would go in and we would start to put together the run game thoughts. That's where it starts from. And then the Mike McCoy and Ben McDaniels and Adam Gase and Josh at that time would have a lot of thoughts on the passing game. And then what we would try to do is marry those things together in the game plan. But that hasn't changed. That process hasn't changed. I'm not in the meetings as much as I was before, but I'm in the meetings and I have input on things. But those guys are excellent football coaches and they know what they're doing. And we have a lot of detail that goes into that we try to get together.
During the game, Mike calling the plays, do you ever jump in on the headset or do you just let him?
If there's something that I think needs to be said or if he asks what I think or what I like in a certain situation, it's more situational things than play calls. I mean, Mike, when a play caller is going on how he's calling it, it's, you know, my experience has been not to interrupt that guy because he's in a sort of his train of thought and where he's trying to tie things together. But if there's a situation that comes up and he'll ask, absolutely I have input. Or if there was something that I felt strongly about, I'd have no problem interjecting at that point.
How's the health of Knowshon and Brian?
Brian Dawkins. Brian's doing well. He's going to get out and move around a little bit today. We're excited to have him back out on the field with his leadership. And we'll see how it goes. We're going to take it a little bit at a time and go forward. Knowshon is going to do the same thing. He was just out there in the walkthrough moving around. And like all these guys, they're a little stiff today. Hopefully the extra day off helped a little bit, give them a little bit more rest. But we'll take it day by day as we start progressing through the week.
Where's Demaryius at?
Demaryius is going to practice today. He had a good day on Friday, got out and ran around a little bit, ran some routes, caught a couple things. We're going to do the same thing again with him today, try to push it a little bit further and see where we can go.
Is there a situation where Tim Tebow would come out of the game? Kyle Orton stayed in the game against Oakland, Arizona, even though the game sort of got away from the team. He was in there for everything. Is there any football reason why Tim Tebow wouldn't play the full game?
We'd have to get to that point in the game. Right now, Tim's going to play. We expect him to play well. We anticipate him playing well. And any decision along those lines, we'll make when we get to it.
Is Orton the two?
We haven't made that decision yet, Jeff. We're going to go through the week. And again, we're going to still see because Kyle's getting his treatment. He's getting better every day. Feels better, a little better than he did last week. We'll just keep taking it day by day.
If he's healthy enough, will he be the two on the—
I wait till we see it, get him healthy enough. Let's get him healthy enough first, and then we'll make all those decisions.
Can you talk a little bit about playing against Matt Turk?
Playing against Matt Turk? I've been in games with Matt Turk over the years. He's had a long and extremely successful career in the NFL, and as a former teammate, I'm happy for him for that. And he knows how competitive I am, and I know how competitive he is. It'll be good to see him before the game. I always love seeing him. And then he knows that he's going to get my best during the game, and we're going to get his best.
How surreal is this for you to be in a game with someone that you were a college teammate with playing on the other side?
I mean, we've done this before. You know, Matt's 14 or 15 years into this now at this point in time, and when he was with Washington, we crossed paths, and when he was in Houston last year, I believe, when I was in Buffalo. So, I mean, we do this, and it's great to see him. I'm happy for him. I'm happy for his success, but we've got to get our game plan ready to go, and he knows that, and we have great respect for each other in that regard.
How are you planning to replace Larson? Are you going to go with a tight end fullback? Or?
We're going to look at all the possibilities that we can do. Do you replace him? No, because he's got reps and time at that spot. But again, we've cross-trained other people to do things, similar things, the same things in our offense. And we're going to look at what the best situation is, the plays that we want against Houston that give us the best chance.
Eric, knowing that Houston struggles in pass defense, they're ranked last in the league, do you hope to go deeper into the playbook and let Tim do a little bit more, essentially passing the ball?
We're going to let Tim do more just because of what we know from him from this past week and the ability that we saw in him this past week and what he did. We're going to try to do whatever we can to win the football game. It's not a matter of how much of the playbook he can get or how much he can have. We're going to try to do the things that we think give us the best chance to win the football game.
What did you learn about him from this past week that you didn't know before?
Well, I think we got to see him in full speed in an NFL game going through our entire offense. Preseason is a little bit different. You know, these are guys that have been here for the regular season, which is different. It's a different level. It's a different intensity. And he needed to see that. We needed to see him. And I think he played very well. I think he played very well. We got to continue that. We got to make progress. I know Tim wants to do that. I know Tim will do that. I know he's working forward to do that.
Did you talk to him at all about or just reiterate the importance of sliding and
We've encouraged it with him. Tim plays the game of football how the game of football is supposed to be played. He plays it with everything he has. He gives everything he has on every play and every down that he's in there. And you can talk to him about things like that, but those instincts are just in him. And we're going to certainly keep coaching those things, and hopefully we can keep him healthy as long as possible doing those things because we know the violence of this game. But he plays this game how it's supposed to be played, and some of that is him getting bounced around out there.
Eric, when you say he played well, do you think he actually played well, or do you say that because he might have exceeded your expectations?
I hope the expectations he has that are very high are his. You know, we have high expectations for every player on our team to perform well. Tim went in there and played well in the game against Oakland. That's what we saw on the tape. That's what we felt as coaches when we walked out of that meeting and grading that tape. And so we want to continue that development. It's a process. It's a process. And he's getting better all the time.
Why Stanley Daniels and not Jeff Byers, who's a younger player, you know, seems to have a little bit more future, perhaps?
Well, Stanley's already started four games for us this year. So, you know, as far as him being in the game at this point in time, with the last 2 weeks to go, we felt at this point in time that that was a better situation than the offensive line for us.
Coach, I know it's been a whirlwind, but how would you assess your decision to actually take this interim job so far?
My decision?
Yeah.
I don't regret any decision at any point in time and anything that I've done at this point. I mean, this has been a fabulous opportunity. I'm still excited every day to walk in this building and represent this organization. My effort, I don't believe, has dropped off at all in my desire to put the best product out on the field for our Mr. Bolin and our fans. And this is what I do. This is what I do. I love doing this. And as long as they're going to let me do it, I'm going to keep doing it.
How much sleep you get?
Not much. I get enough, and I'm not worried about that right now. I got time to sleep when we get done with this. We got something this week that we need to take care of. We need to put our best foot forward this week against the Texans. I'll worry about sleep when we get to that.
Henry Kissinger famously 3 hours a night. You plus or minus that?
I'm over that. Not much, but I'm over.